Does their social media use affect the relationships they develop with their friends?
I think it can. You know, I think the difference between today's generation of kids and past generations of kids, including our own lives growing up, is that they do have technology. So instead of just talking to each other on the phone and in person, they're using text to communicate. And that sometimes has an advantage. They can send a quick communication to each other and say, hey, we're meeting at 5 o'clock today. But it can also have the disadvantage of they don't necessarily learn how to appropriately communicate and when the best way of communicating is. They lose that face-to-face contact. So what we have to help them learn is, when do you use technology to communicate, and when is it best to put down the technology and either pick up the phone and have a conversation, what they consider the old-fashioned way, or do something face-to-face. They find that much more uncomfortable and threatening than even a generation or half a generation behind them. What we have to really work with them on is feeling comfortable with that face-to-face communication. They find it confrontational to even talk to a teacher or a peer about something that bothers them instead of shooting an email or a text. So that's a big hurdle for a lot of today's teenagers. And I don't think it's a hurdle they can't get past. It just creates a little bit of extra work for them.